We've got a protected strike that was supposed to commence at 10 o'clock in a department called Audience Services Division. They're the TV license collection service area. The strike was to have commenced at 10 o'clock. Instead, at 10 o'clock, Hlaudi Motsoeneng called the workers into his own meeting, and whatever threats he's dishing out to them, I don't know. I'm not in that meeting. But we are organizing a delegation now to go speak to Hlaudi, because it's a lawful process. It's a legal process. He needs to release those workers. If he doesn't, then the legal process will have to kick in. It's a lawful, it's a protected strike. And that's why we are now waiting here. But as you could see, we are locked out. The doors are actually physically locked, so that we are unable to get in. If we're unable to get in, it means those workers are unable to get out. And that's the. I've represented these workers at SABC for many years. This is not anything new. It's actually it's almost like you have not woken up from a dream, a nightmare for that matter. However, this is now probably exponentially worse than it is, because we now have a constitutional democracy. We have a regime that says the rights of everyone should be actually protected. It is in that context that this is completely unacceptable. The workers here are working worse than ever, because the unfortunate thing is that when the promise of freedom is on one side, and the experience you have does not reconcile with the promises the constitution actually gives you, then it creates even a bigger problem for the workers. So we have a serious problem here with individuals that sort of thought that they could be our little gods, and this system must just collapse. It must just go. We South Africans deserve better. Yes. So censorship begins inside the SABC.